Any work I do without challenging obstacles provides no growth. This is a thought for today. Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you the thought for today. Any work I do without challenging obstacles provides no growth. Interestingly, the number of thought for today's is 9/11. And that is a very significant number to the world, because September 11th, a very interesting event took place in New York City and set the world on its ear. Now, as we look at that, it's a challenging obstacle. And if we look at that, we think, well, who needs to grow in that way? And that's true. Who needs to grow in that way? Now, little children are a good example of many things. And they're a good example of this. When you say to a little child, behave, and he doesn't, then you are not happy with him. You say again, behave, and he doesn't behave. And you are more unhappy with him. And then you say, behave, 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 and he just is a little rascal. He just does not behave. And so you say, all right, I'm going to punish you by taking away some of your privileges, or I'm going to give you a spanking, or I'm going to do something, whatever is allowed in your traditions. And the little child says, I really don't understand this. I really don't understand this. You have allowed me to misbehave for the last dozens of times, and you have not made a clear threat to me that if I did it, I would have something bad. You just told me not to do it. And I kept doing it, and you didn't even punish me. You didn't even stop me. You didn't stop me the first time. So, I am going to throw a tantrum. I am going to kick my feet and hold my breath until I die, you know. And so the kid plays his game. Very serious, very terrible, upsetting the whole family, upsetting the whole neighborhood. He really screams loud, you know. The doors were open in summertime. And so you're very uptight about that. All right, now, our country, our world, thinks that we can endorse terrorism, that we can allow people to go around and do naughty things that they shouldn't do. Now, we have a big responsibility, and that's the responsibility in our own family. If we take care of threats of terror by people in our own family and say, that's not acceptable, they won't take place. But right away, immediately when they're thrown at us, you stop and say, you don't talk like that to your father. You don't do things like that. That is not acceptable, and we will not accept it. Now you go to your room until you figure out what's right and wrong, because that's not acceptable. And instantly, he gets the message, that's not acceptable. If he pulls it again, but he doesn't pull it again. If you catch him on the first time and do not accept him playing that game of wanting his own way, then he will have control. Now, in the world, acts of terrorism have been going on from the beginning of time, because an act of terrorism is merely a little child wanting to get his own way. It's not a movement of a large organization. People may come out of that, but it's an individual. If the large organization wanted to have a terrorism thing, and with all of their members, they would go around and terrorize the whole world and take over the whole thing. They could, easily, because we do not stop them. Okay. So, in all the countries of the world, terrorism is something that is not pleasant. In the United States, it certainly is not pleasant. And what they did on 9/11 was not pleasant at all. But we have allowed them to get away with threatening us. We have allowed them to get away with threatening us. Now, what would the United States do, for instance, to cease acts of terrorism from taking place? Well, the moment you hear of anybody threatening to do something, you act. Now, let's just take a terrible point here. Your little child says, I'll commit suicide if you don't do this. I'll commit suicide. And so, you see how you laughed? You see how you laughed? And that's exactly what we do. We think it is not real. We think the kid is really pulling out all the stops. But the kid is telling us something. The kid is, he doesn't know what suicide is. He doesn't know what it means to be alive or dead. He doesn't know when you're dead, you're not there anymore. You're on another experience. And so he may just kill himself if we do not immediately put things to right. We sit him down and we say, now look, we don't always get our own way in this life. You can have your own way anytime you want. You can have your own way anytime you want by putting the cause in motion to have it. And you can experience anything you want by putting the cause in motion to have it. And if you believe in that cause sufficiently, you will bring it to pass. By putting the cause in motion sufficiently strong, you will bring it to pass. You understand? Okay. Now, to make threats like you will hurt yourself, your mother and I do not appreciate that. Because we want only the best for you. But now, if you want to hurt yourself, and you really want to hurt yourself because you want to use it as a threat, then you have to just go ahead and do it. Now, here's a knife or a gun, so do it, you know. Oh, bah, 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 you know. The moment they're given the opportunity. You see, when the nastiness is taken out of the threat no longer becomes a viable thing. So, in the United States, we have allowed people to go around doing things. Now, the United States has a very interesting condition that exists between the church and state. For any church to be a non-profit organization, to be a church organization that receives funds and still has to pay taxes on them, it must agree to a number of things with the state. And one of them is, it must agree not to teach the overthrow of the government, and it must not teach the promotion of any political parties. Now, there are many political conditions, like abortion and peace and things like that, which could be considered that same thing, but that's just a little bit different. But one of the rights of in the United States is the freedom of speech. And the freedom of speech gets people into a lot of trouble because they think they can have freedom of speech without responsibility. And they cannot do that. However, it's a challenging obstacle. Now, what do we do about this challenging obstacle of the freedom of speech that brings about negative activity, like terrorism? If we as a nation, it's a good place to start. Of course, we as an individual is a better place to start. But if we as an individual and we as a nation would speak our word and say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me. If we would say, and there's a better way of saying this, but off the cuff at the moment it doesn't come. all acts of terrorism, of threatening to get your own way will be immediately rejected, will be immediately disbanded. We will not respond to them at all, because we will not allow that as a force in our world. Now, if you want to vote for certain activities, you can vote for them. If you want to get amendments to the Constitution, you can get amendments. If you want to change the laws or change the rules, go for it. But to force your will on a nation or other people or an individual is never acceptable. Never acceptable under any. Now you say, well, a father forces their will on a child. No, a father doesn't force their will on a child. A father raises the child. A mother raises the child. And it's their responsibility that that child learn these rules early on. Now, that the father has been raised as a terrorist, that the mother has been raised as a terrorist, terrorized. If you don't behave, I'm going to send you to the police and they'll put you in jail. And how silly that is. We're terrorists. The mothers and fathers and teachers and governing people are terrorists whenever they make these threats. You don't make these threats. You just say, this is the rule, and you abide by the rule. And if you don't abide by the rule, then you naturally get the results of that. But you don't go around threatening people that you behave or else, you know. Because you see, this starts early in life. And then it goes on through. Now, none of us are sufficiently brilliant to know what the various religions teach. We are not aware of how some religions teach a terrorist attitude, as we feel that they do, because there are some peoples and some groups that are very strong in their terrorist activity. You know what I mean? Okay, so we don't know that. We don't know how they teach it. But sincerely, if that religion or that philosophy or that nation taught terrorism, they would be fabulous. They would be outstanding. They would have a nation filled with people who were out manipulating other people all the time, shall we? But they don't. There's only a few rebels in there, only a few renegades who misunderstand what that philosophy truly is. And because they think they're doing right, they do it. Now, we have taught our people here in the United States that they must do that. We have, every nation teaches that their people that they must do that. We thought the Japanese with their kamikaze attacks, their suicide bombers. Hey, if you could give your life for saving your regiment, would you do it? You're taught that you should. That the will of the many comes before the individual. Okay, the kamikaze bomber. If he can put down a ship that's going to blow up other ships of his own country, then that's a noble thing to do. Well, now, if in the short life of an individual, and they were short because they were, you know, probably 21 years, 20 years or less, you know, if in that short life they can be taught such a respectful attitude toward their nation, that whatever they're asked to do. They give their life for their nation. Now think of this too. In America, you are not taken to war until you're 18, and so forth. So, in the Second World War, we were all eager to do our part for our country. And some were taught that you shoot other people. And I was taught to shoot too, but fortunately never had to shoot other people. But that you shoot other people. And that when you're shooting the enemy, you're not shooting people, you're just shooting a thing, you know, so that you have no emotional attitude about it. Well, now, if from the time you go to boot camp, you understand boot camp? The time you go to basic training and the time you get out could be oftentimes no more than 3 months, maybe 6 months. And in that time, you are taught to kill. And in that time, you go out and you go on behalf of your country and shoot down the enemy. Well, now, the kamikaze fellows were the same way. In a very short time, they were taught to do this, that on behalf of their country. Now, who wants to stand up for the glory of Japan, you know? And my goodness, that's a very emotional thing. And I'm sure they stood up. Now, who wants to be in the lead platoon that goes out and takes over the enemy holding, you know? And they're scared silly. I mean, they mess in their pants even, you know. But the thing is, they go and do it because that's for the glory of their country. That's for the respect of manhood. That's for the respect for the war to end all wars, as they called that previous war, you know what I mean? So, you see, this sort of an attitude is something that is easily planted in human beings. Now, why don't we, instead, any work I do without challenging obstacles provides no growth, why don't I prepare a challenging obstacle that I can say to myself that this is what we want to do? Why don't I create a circumstance where I say, there now is peace on earth and it began with me? Why don't I create a condition that says all is in divine order? Why don't I create a condition that says this world is at peace one with the other? Why do I say that there must be a strike? There doesn't have to be a strike. The thing is, there's negotiation. And a strike is merely forcing by kicking and screaming and stamping your feet that you want your own way. And I'm not saying that the strikes are right or wrong. I'm just saying that technique is a technique of terrorism. And if we keep inciting these techniques of terrorism in our own everyday life, we shouldn't be surprised that other terrorists from other places come and terrorize us. When we clean up our own house and we start recognizing that negotiation, the sharing, love, unconditional love are the greatest of beautiful things, then that's it. Now, there'll be many people listening to this who will take umbrage to it, because they will say, well, that was so terrible. Yes, it was terrible. That was. And you know another thing that was terrible? The atomic bomb was terrible, blowing up a whole city at one time. But if our forces had to go in and blow up that whole city and our men get shot and killed in the process, we'd say, well, we didn't lose 100,000 men, which we would have lost if we had sent them in there to do it. Well, that's just giving yourself an excuse for being a terrorist. You know, terrorism allows no second attitudes. There's no place for terrorism in our world unless we want to be terrorists. If we in the United States here teach ourselves respect for the world, respect for ourselves, respect for all that is good and beautiful, there'll be no terrorism. Terrorism only comes when we lack a love and belief in ourselves, for ourselves. When we think there is a bad child, and most educators believe there are no bad children. You see, it comes from training. And the obstacle of not being trained to the condition of growth of being trained is a very beautiful thing. And as a master teacher, as a master sharer, or just as a plain, ordinary, wonderful person using the law of cause and effect, we can have wonderful results if you want them. So go forth this day and realize that there is now peace on earth, and it began with me. There is now order and balance on earth, and it began in my family, in my household, in my world. And go out and love your neighbor, and love those who despitefully use you. We call ourselves a Christian nation, even though now we are becoming a nation of many religions, but we call ourselves basically a Christian nation upon which we are founded. And it would seem to me that if other people have their religions, and that's the foundation of their nation, that they should stay with their nation where they have their religions. Mm-hmm. And allow the United States, which is and was a Christian nation, be that. But if we are so weak that we change the rules of our country merely because of all these freedoms of religion that come in, we lose the basic foundation upon which we are brought forth. And there is much to speak on both sides. But until we understand who we are, if we're going to be all things for all people, we're going to be nothing. And truly, that's what we're becoming, by becoming all things for all people. We lose our values, we lose our direction, we lose our goal. Now, truly, that's a challenging obstacle, but it allows us to have amazing growth if we want it. I love you. Have a wonderful day, and know that everything beautiful is going your way. I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you. I love you. I love you. Yes, I accept that stuff.